Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hey there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and I would like to invite you to check out the website. If you haven't been to stephanieoday.com, go there, click around, read, enjoy. I have spent the last 15 odd years writing articles to help you. Click around, add yourself to the mailing list, download the freebies. Everything's there. stephanieoda.com. Thanks so much, and back to the show. Hi there, pretty people. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. Welcome. I am so happy you are here. I'm recording this at the beginning of 2026, and just like in the last episode, I want to pay attention to the elephant in the room, which is all things new year, all things new you. And think about what that means. Are you inspired by it? Are you excited by it? Are you worried? Are you concerned that old habits, old patterns, old scripts that you have in the head are just going to continue in this year, and you want to make a change, but you don't know how? And you certainly know that the all or nothing white knuckle approach does not work. And so you want to perhaps step in to a new version of you, but in a softer way, a kinder way, a simpler way, and a slower way. Well, if so, you are in the right place. Episode 224, we are going to call soft living versus slow living. What's the difference? I was recently quoted in a parent's article about how Gen Z is embracing the soft era, and it got quite a bit of traction when it was picked up by Yahoo News. So if you're here because you saw that article and you're interested in slow living, welcome. Happy to have you. I am not Gen Z, but I am raising three Gen Zers who I absolutely adore. And I feel so honored and privileged and blessed that I get to raise these humans and watch them take on the world. And they're taking on the world differently than I did, and differently than my husband did, and certainly differently than my parents did. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about soft living. Soft living is trending big time. TikTok, Instagram, lifestyle media, it's everywhere. And over the past few weeks, I've had some press and a lot of questions have come my way asking, hey, Steph, what's the deal? What is the difference between soft living and slow living? So today we're going to talk about that. And the short answer is they are very similar and they come from the same place, but they are not the exact same thing. The difference might change how you approach the rest of how you think about this upcoming year, especially if you're feeling tired, overwhelmed, or quietly done with hustle culture. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, go for a walk, or maybe fold some laundry with me. But please know that wherever you are, you're in the right place, and we're going to slow this down together. Okay. Let's get started. Soft living didn't just pop up because it's cute or it's aesthetic. It's trending because people are exhausted.
People are overstimulated,
burnt out, and emotionally fried. And they're deeply tired, tired of their bones of being told that if they just worked harder or planned better or optimized more, it would finally be okay and they'd feel better. And they're realizing something really important. Life is not supposed to feel hard all the time. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. And soft living is a reaction to that realization. Slow living, on the other hand, is a response. And that distinction matters. So let's talk about soft living first. Soft living is often described as choosing ease and embracing gentleness, romanticizing your life, prioritizing rest, and soothing your nervous system. It's cozy mornings, soft blankets, warm drinks, a bougie skincare routine, journaling, quiet evenings, and saying no more often than saying yes. And honestly, I love that. Sign me up. Soft living gives people permission to rest. And for many, that is brand new. Think about that. You've been told your whole life, study for this test, get these grades, follow this career path, get this job, buy this house, get this minivan, although I do drive a minivan. I love my minivan. But do you see what I'm saying? Is it stuff that's coming from other people that if you tick this off and this off and this off and this off, then life will be fine. But life is not a never-ending to-do list. And soft living gives people permission to rest. Soft living says you don't have to grind. You don't have to suffer to be worthy. And you're allowed to want comfort. OMG, that is powerful. But here's the thing, and this is where I want to be really gentle and honest with you. Soft living often focuses on retreating from the harsh world. And sometimes that's exactly what we need. But retreating alone doesn't change the system that burnt you out in the first place. I don't want you to hide in the woods. I want you to slowly, thoughtfully, and methodically change, tweak, and modify your life so you love your life and you are excited to get out of bed each morning. Slow living goes deeper. Slow living isn't just about how your life looks or feels in any given moment. It's about how your life is designed. And slow living asks questions like, why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for? Does this even align with my values? What about my morals? What actually matters to me? Not to hustle culture, not to Instagram, not to capitalistic, materialistic society, not to my parents, not to my bosses, and not even to my past self. Slow living is intentional. It's proactive. It's about building a life that doesn't constantly require recovery. In my work, slow living includes intentional time management, boundaries that protect your energy, reducing decision fatigue, simplifying commitments, and aligning your days with your values and morals. Soft living soothes. Slow living stabilizes. Okay, so Steph, thanks for all that. What's the TLDR? Okay, so I did write this all out. There's an article and I'll have it linked in the show notes. So if you have something that you want to scan or see Instagram-worthy quotes, I have written this all out for you and we will make sure that it's linked in the show notes. But the TLDR version, and I'm going to say it plainly. Soft living is reacting to a harsh world by withdrawing. Slow living is preventing you from being consumed by it in the first place. Soft living says, let me soften the edges of my life. Slow living says, let me redesign my life so the edges aren't sharp anymore. And both are valid. Both are needed, but they serve different purposes. Okay, so why soft living alone can fall short? This is important, and again, it's said with love. You can't self-care and you can't hide your way out of overcommitment, people-pleasing, unrealistic expectations, and misaligned priorities. You can light all the candles you want, but if your calendar is still chaos, the calm won't last. And this is where people get frustrated. And this is unfortunately where people sometimes check out, and maybe they numb out, and maybe they're scrolling all day on social media because the world that they live in and the world that they've created for themselves is too chaotic. So they numb out by scrolling, or they numb out by drinking, or they numb out by drugs. Only you know what sounds right to you. And this is why people get really frustrated. So they'll try soft living, and maybe they love it for a little while, or maybe they numb out. And then they think there's something wrong with them. They think they're doing it wrong. And this is the distinction. Checking out for a little bit will work as a temporary comfort, but you need to move into slow living, and you need to design on purpose a life you love. And this is the sweet spot, how soft living and slow living can work together. Soft living is how you care for yourself, and slow living is how you structure your life. Soft living helps you rest. Slow living helps you not need so much recovery. Soft living is a ritual, but slow living is the scaffolding. It's the system. And when you combine them, your mornings feel calmer and your days are manageable. You feel nurtured and supported, and you're not constantly bracing for the next thing. It's sort of like run, 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 walk to cool down. Run, 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 walk to cool down. That's not calm. That's sort of anxiety-driven sort of hustle culture with soft living attached at the end. And we're not going to do that. We're going to design on purpose a sustainable approach to life. So if you're listening to this around the new year, or honestly, anytime, it's fine, but I'm recording this in the new year, I want to offer you a different approach, because you do not need extreme resolutions, and you don't need to overhaul your entire life, and you don't need a new you, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Instead, you need clarity and alignment and permission to choose differently. Slow living allows you to build the life you actually want slowly, steadily, and sustainably, because you do not need to do what everybody else is doing. Okay. So I'm thrilled actually that sloth living is trending, and I love it that Gen Z is embracing it. I think it makes perfect sense. It's like the pendulum is swinging back in this other way. But slow living is what makes this softness last for the entire year, for your entire lifetime. If this conversation resonated with you, I'd love for you to check out the book, Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World. Check out the website, stephanieoday.com. Scroll to the bottom. Sign up for the newsletter. Or send me an email. Write back to me. I'm a real person, and I read my emails, and I'm always happy to help. If you'd like to hear more on this, do yourself a favor. Scroll back in your podcast app to the beginning episodes of this podcast. There's now 224 to choose from. And if you think you know it all, if you think you've heard everything there is that I have to say about it, try again. Put on new ears. Embrace new ideas. Go slow. Be soft. Put on new ears and a fresh perspective. But for right now, consider yourself loved and hugged. And cheers to 2026 and a new, softer, slower you. Thanks again, and have yourself a great day. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person, and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.